Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout here with Warbirds infielder Carsten Sabathia. Carsten, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
Want to start with your early baseball memories. You probably grew up around a baseball clubhouse. Your dad, Hall of Famer C.C. Sabathia. What kind of memories do you have just growing up around baseball and around your dad?
Yeah, I think, I mean, my whole life since I can remember, I've had a baseball in my hand, and I've been such a baseball junkie my whole life that, you know, being able to be around that and see those different things and, you know, seeing how guys go about their work and, you know, understanding at a very young age that the game doesn't start at 7, it starts at 12, being able to watch guys' routine and I didn't really understand how it impacted me now, but, you know, as I'm starting to do it myself, I'm starting to really understand and be really grateful for the opportunity.
Who were some of your favorite players growing up who weren't your dad?
Growing up, my guy was Machado. I was a third baseman, like a little, you know, chubby little kid at third base, you know, and I wanted to be smooth like Machado, so that was my guy. Obviously loved Aaron Judge, loved Mike Trout, but Machado was my guy.
At what point did you make the transition from third base to first base?
Once I got to high school, when I came in, we had a couple guys at third base that were going to big time programs, and my head coach Bob Maggio at Bergen Catholic kind of let me know, you know, your best chance of playing is being at first base, and you know, kind of stuck with it, and now we're here.
Was that a difficult conversation, or were you just willing at the time to do whatever you had to do to give yourself the best chance to play?
Oh, I mean, I'm all about, you know, my favorite aspect of this game is, you know, being for the team and being a part of a team and, you know, watching guys grow together as a group. So, you know, I was all for it. It really wasn't a tough conversation at all.
You were drafted earlier this summer, obviously, by the Brewers. Take me through what draft day was like and what the moment was like when you received the phone call.
Yeah, I was, I mean, I tell everybody all the time, I have three younger siblings, so I kind of have that third parent gene, and I heard a little ruckus upstairs. I heard, you know, some commotion, and I was like, you know, what is it? Kind of screaming, trying to get everybody to calm down, and everybody, my youngest sister was like, check the tracker, see if your name popped up, and, you know, towards the bottom at the end, we saw the Brewers, and it was just an unbelievable moment being able to share that with my family.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, they found out before you did?
They let me know before, because my mom was on the phone with the team, and she kind of had a head start, and funny enough, I dropped my phone on day one of the draft, and so I didn't have my phone on me, so my mom could call me to let me know. So, you know, yeah, shout out to Jaden, my little sister. She broke the news.
Well, I'm glad Jaden found out and was able to tell you. Your first stop here in affiliated balls in Wilson, North Carolina. What are some of your early impressions of Wilson, and do you have any favorite spots so far?
I haven't been able to move around as much. Last week we were here. It was my first week, so I was kind of here at the stadium, and, you know, the week before we were at Salem. So I haven't been able to really move around. I know there's a lot of spots. Me and Jonesy are roommates, so we've hit the Outback at least three times already. been to Cookout, but haven't really gotten to find any hole-in-the-wall little spots. Haven't been here long enough, but we'll be on the lookout for sure.
You joined Wilson with about a month left in the season. Obviously, still some ball games left to be played. But once the off season comes around, what specifically are you looking to work on to improve your game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be my first season, you know, my first off season being a professional and going into my first full season. So I've just been trying to garner a bunch of knowledge of guys that have been here, that have done it, and, you know, gone through their first full season after short season A ball, and, you know, understand what it takes, how to prepare your body every day, you know, what maintenance looks like, because, you know, you basically go from January to, you know, guys have been going from January until, you know, now and into September. So just asking those guys and trying to get a grasp of, you know, where your body's going to feel like, you know, how to go about it day to day, and really just understanding that it's a marathon. It's a marathon.
Final question here. You get one at bat against your dad. What's happening?
He's going to hit me. He's going to hit me square in the back. He already let me know when I was young. He's like, you better not ever step in against me. He won't even throw me BP. So that will never happen, because I'm not voluntarily getting hit by him.
All right. Carsten, thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
This has been Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout with Warbirds infielder Carsten Sabathia.